Because the place ain't open yet, lady.
Sumintra, it's me, your boss.
Mr. Hogan, why you dress up so?
It had a carnival party last night.
Because it's you who are harassing them workmen expanding the highway, the spirit of the road. So is you, Mr. Otto.
To tell you the truth, I was trying on this dress for my sister. She'll have to take it in at the waist. How are you here so early? Cock just wake up?
Because I ain't come to work. I come to quit.
Eh?
Every payday I just have to play goalie to try to catch my salary. Because this is the dawn of the new technology. Because when the highway open next Saturday, is every man for himself. I resign. Hey, look your key.
Sumintra, 3 years you're working here. People used to stop by just to eat your roti. I know since my sister come to live with me, all of you 2 months don't get on, but she nervous, cause she ain't married. She engaged to a man in Wales for 10 years now, but he should walk through that door any minute. Now, as regards your salary...
When? Because I...
When? When the Coover Borough Council moved that mountain of municipal sand from in front of my parlor. When they fill in that Panama Canal of a trench they dig right out there to lay pipe. When it ain't an adventure in mountaineering for one customer, whoever he may be, to come in here.
In that case, when is never?
Saturday is nearer than never.
Because you're too stubborn. If you had cooperate with the corporation, you could have get a little piece of the action. Mind them not catch you with the Doberman. But not me they catching. Salam alaikum.
So long, salami. Sumintra, next Saturday dawn will rise with your salary. It's just the bank blank me for a loan. I'll miss your voice, my brown little songbird. Sing, give me a little trill, because...
Trill? Because last week your sister charged in here from she fishing village and start giving me orders. She does give me trills.
Because Euphony not a Indian, she can't make curry. Look at them sandwiches, they're turning green. You can't tell the meat from the lettuce.
Because Saturday, God spare, I come in for my money.
You gone? You mean I ain't gonna hear you dress up so neat in your white apron and your white cap, rolling your white flower and singing, because sing my little brown lark and break my heart. Sing is your name. Sing is your nature. One last time. One farewell performance before the bulldozer mash up or the damn bank manager repossess my shop.
Jesus, woman, shut up. You hear me, miss?
Miss? I'm married. Check the brass, baby. Because I am waiting 10 years for no man.
Light, take it light.
Because that is why you vex. 3 years I work in here in Coover at Otto's Auto Repair and Authentic Roti, of which part I was the authentic. Then you breeze in last week from your fishing village and start poking your nose in my curry pot. If you had a man, you'd be more busier than that.
Chow, woman, go back in your cane field and trill, because day and night in that kitchen is because, as if somebody ask you a question.
Cane field? What's wrong with cane field? Because when I went on TV, Indian competition, Mastana Baha, you know what they call me? The cane field canary. Because either I stay or your sister go. Eh? All right. I open in a stall by the side of the highway. Cabbage, scallion, tomato. So either I get my back pay by next Saturday or I collecting $5,000 leading to the arrest of the mysterious stranger. See him there?
She saw you. Suppose the Coover Canary sing to the police, Miss Ram Singh.
It is Mrs. Ram Singh. She married.
I suppose if I was married, I'd get more respect. You didn't tell her I am engaged, flashing that damn ring in front of my face.
You ain't engaged? You on some kind of pension? 10 years you've been sitting down cobweb in a corner, your bridal gown turning yellow, waiting for Alwyn. And where's Alwyn? In Wales, down in the mines. Now, unless Sumintra keeps quiet, all of Coover gonna know who is mysterious stranger. The first few times the men working on the highway dropped pick and shovel and run because they was country people, they believed in spirits. Now they bring up men from town to work on the road and people from town don't believe in nothing. Huh. And all I have to do is sign a piece of paper saying the highway is legal. Now the cook gone.
What the borough council need your signature for?
Because by ordinance, the government shouldn't legally build the highway without the approval of the Coover Borough Council. But they went ahead. Mongrew cousin get the contract, of course. Time come to vote, we reach a deadlock. And I having the casting vote. I didn't like the setup. The highway still not legal, so they harassing me. They piling dirt in front here, they digging this damn trench. They should jail all of them. Your fiancé, Franco, included.
The schoolmaster is not my fiancé. I am engaged to Olwen Davies, merchant seaman, miner, boxer. And I know the Lord will send him to solve all our problems.
Morning, Mr. Otto. One bald-faced sandwich.
This boy does grind me. You talking, Yankee? It is known as an open-faced sandwich, boy.
Morning, Mr. Otto. One bald-faced sandwich.
This boy does grind me. You talking, Yankee? It is known as an open-faced sandwich, boy.
Morning, Miss Hogan. You hear all that shooting this morning? They keep firing shots at the Phantom, the mysterious stranger. You can't make up an order while you're talking. Them workmen hungry.
What? Turn that thing down, boy. Workmen? What workmen?
In view of the present situation with the mysterious stranger, they bring up a task force from Port of Spain to finish the highway next week, Mr. Otto. The task force would like to order their breakfast.
Eh? The task force? Six workmen liming under a tree by the side of the road and the foreman forcing them to play cards? Is them you mean? I tell you, I ain't serving them idlers. I must put bread in my enemy's mouth.
Here now is a big order from the foreman down. 7 beef roti, 2 without pepper, 1 chicken, 2 goat, 1 without pepper, 1 hops and salami, easy on the butter, a hops and shark, 3 beers, 4 sweet. You mention that here?
I can't put food in the mouth of my enemy, boy. So they eat here? They order their lunch, their belly full, they satisfy, their energy restored, so they work hard as hell, and the road done in no time, and by next week, this shop going to be in splinters.
So you plan to keep a week?
Boy, you deaf?
You behind the times, Mr. Otto. You can't stop that highway, you can't stop progress, and you can't stop the task force from eating. When your niece Drusilla get up, tell her I was here. I'll be back for the order.
You see? You see what I mean? Manners gone. Is the highway, is that blasted highway, it changing manners down the line. And a straight line is the most boring distance between two points. Drusilla get up yet? Nah, too early. That girl is a dreamer. She don't know what going on. Shots, dogs. She don't know what going on. Shots, dogs, nothing wake her.
I heard voices in her room last night. She was crying.
Voices? What kind of voices? Hear that, tractor? Our doom is approaching. What voices?
Love talk. A lot of heavy breathing.
Eh?
She was just sitting there crying. She hide this small TV under her sheet. Blake and Linda mash up. It break the girl heart.
Blake and Linda? They live in here too?
It's a soap opera.
Crying? Blake and Linda in trouble and not a drop for me? God bless television. This country girl in Coover, 40,000 miles from Blake and Linda, crying because their marriage in trouble. You think Blake and Linda, two rich white people living in California who have my niece sobbing, would back a loan from the Coover Bank? Huh. I hope you tell Franco that it will be his turn tomorrow night to play the mysterious stranger.
Not yet, but he say he'll do anything that I ask him.
Is $5,000 the mongrel construction company offering for information leading to the arrest of the mysterious stranger? Because I ain't tell the police, I go make them catch Franco and collect the reward.
You'd be a Judas?
Judas had bills. Jesus had his old man backing him.
Otto Hogan, you want lightning to strike you? Never lose your trust in him, even though like Job, he afflict you with boils.
I rather boils to bills. Well, It's bank manager time.
Oh, let us pray.
Woman, I can't kneel now. I walk into the bank. Otto Hogan, mechanic, first in line for a loan.